relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I thought things are supposed to be a little bit, I don't know, easier on Fridays. You chuck it down into a lower gear. Not today. We have an incredible America First show for you. We have special guests in studio for the whole third hour. Mark Morgan, former Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, who's going to tell us the truth about what is happening with those illegal aliens in there. Thousands not just crossing into our nation, but being shipped across the country. We're going to get a national security update from none other than the Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, Jim Carafano, also in studio. We're going to talk Second Amendment with John Patton from the amazing Gun Collective YouTube channel. And then the first hour with a special guest I shall introduce momentarily. But let's have some fun because we have too many cuts to get to. The female Olympic weightlifters were asked after their event to comment on a certain phenomena the left is fond of. And their reaction was delicious. Play cuts.
There was a historic night here. With Laurel Hubbard competing as the first openly transgender in an individual event. And I was wondering, you know, what you felt about that and what you felt that it took place in your sport.
No, thank you.
I agree. I'm not a female weightlifter, but that kind of sums it up. And if you didn't see the video, there were three of them sitting there, and one of them just got their bottle, pulled their mask up, had a drink, and then said, no, thank you. Don't be a science denier. It's called XY and XX chromosomes. Let's talk about health in studio. None other than the man I go to for my personal health, Dr. Sam Pappas of Pappas Health, in studio to answer all your questions about... Can I say the phrase, finally, post-COVID? Dr. Pappas, welcome.
Great to be here, Sebastian.
So I have a show. We come in every afternoon. We sit down before the show. I get a stack of articles to talk about. I have my show prep by hour, broken down guests and cuts and everything else. Today, just put that away for a second. I've got a whole page of questions just for you. Why? Because it's strange. Let's begin here. Isn't it disturbing how many things in the last year and a half we're not allowed to talk about or information that we can't access about normal health questions, Dr. Pappas?
It's like the fog of war, and my patients of all backgrounds want to know and are thirsting for more information.
Absolutely. The fog of war, perfectly put from von Clausewitz. Let's try and spend this next hour dispelling some of this fog of war, get a little bit of information so we have better certitude on what we should be doing about our health, not listening to mandarins necessarily, but making decisions based upon our consultation with medical professionals like Dr. Pappas, who I trust implicitly with my health. So let's start. Let's work backwards. Delta variant. Countries are being locked down again. Australia, horrifically, for a land of guys that used to be fun until recently, has, you know, 3 deaths in a province, and they shut down the whole province for the 6th time in a row. Otherwise, on the streets of France, hundreds of thousands of people protesting mandatory vaccinations. What should we know about the Delta? Is it super scary? What can we know about variants?
Well, first, I'm excited that they finally decided to change the names to Greek letters.
As a Greek, he's in favor of that, yes.
So
yes.
You now would have to say something about that. And we won't mention the Olympics, of course, which is, historically Greek. So the Delta variant is one of a number of variants we've had. Most of my patients didn't know they were experiencing the Delta variant, right? Because we've had it for a few months and it's been building up. Other places like India had it first, where it came from, and the UK. So we know it's treatable, but probably spreads more.
So what I have heard, and tell me if I'm wrong, because you are here to correct me, it's not some new super scary, deadlier variant, but for some reason it's easier to transmit, and sometimes you may not even know if you're carrying it. Does that sound right?
Right. So generally viruses historically have always tried to get into the host. So they often are less lethal, but more transmittable. And I like to say that, infectivity does not equal lethality. And we know from UK, for example, that the mortality rates of the Delta variant are much less than the Alpha variant, the original virus. So that is good.
So we shouldn't be more scared of it?
Right. On the other hand, paradoxically, as you know, my feeling is COVID is worthy of treatment. We don't know why, but some people have chronic symptoms. My concern is, are people who are vaccinated going to get this and have chronic symptoms and think they're, foolproof and don't have to worry about it?
So can I stop you there for a second?
Yeah.
Because this is one of the most disturbing things that I experienced as somebody who's had COVID. Now, thank the good Lord, I knew you. You'd prepped me intimately on hydroxychloroquine, on Z-Pak, on vitamins and so forth.
Yeah.
But then out of overcaution, because we were meeting my 80-year-old mother-in-law, before Christmas, my wife says, we're going to get the whole family checked for COVID, just in case. I said, okay, fine. Everybody's clear except me, Muggins, test positive. My nose had been running the night before, so I test positive. And it wasn't a PA, it was a doctor who tested me, a doctor at a clinic, who once I tested positive, came in with the bad news and said, go home and rest. And I'm thinking, excuse me? I've been having long conversations about these therapeutics, about what's effective, what options I have. And I have heard this again and again and again, people being sent home. Is that the Hippocratic Oath?
Well, someone said it very well. Unfortunately, courage is not on the medical school application. And we've had this group think, in no other time in history have we decided that we're just going to keep people home. Even the flu would say we'd try some treatments.
Yeah.
And again, our patients across all different backgrounds and ages are thirsting for treatment. They're doing whatever we're told to do. They want to do more. So we tell them, hey, listen, other parts of the world are using treatments and vitamins, as you would say, and other things and other modalities and monoclonal antibodies. Let's make a plan. So we were happy to go around the obstacle and say, let's get you some treatment. The doctor-patient relationship is therapeutic in and of itself. We can make a decision without an organization saying this is, good or bad.
So talk to us. You used the phrase as we were preparing for the show. You used this indication that it may not be the virus itself that we have to fear as much, but you used this phrase, waning immunity. Can you unpack that?
Yeah, so there's a lot of debate saying, is Delta variant potent, and is that why people are getting breakthrough infections who are vaccinated? There was a research paper out of Israel, and Israel is really ahead of the curve when it comes to vaccines, as you know.
Yeah.
And they said, our research is showing that these antibodies, the protection from vaccines are waning, and that if you had a vaccine in January, maybe only 16% immunity versus maybe a couple months ago we have some still. So I think the question is there waning, is there decreasing protection from these vaccines? And the research, unfortunately, was somewhat rushed because of the urgency. So many of us don't know, right? I mean, the trials were done only for a few months. It kind of makes sense now during this ongoing research project to find out, hey, listen, maybe they're not as strong as we thought they were. You know, what else can we do?
And also the effect on shutdowns on the immune system has to be a factor as well.
Shutdowns, you mean as far as like
lockdowns? Lockdowns, you know, distancing, lockdowns.
Right.
That doesn't help an immune system.
No, it often makes it worse, right? And often those in the cities and cosmopolitan locations have more challenges, right, than in the country. And as Dr. McCary, who you're a fan of as well as I am from Hopkins, says, you know, it shouldn't be vaccine versus non-vaccine. It should be immune versus non-immune.
Okay. All right, guys, inscribe that on your cerebellum. It's not a question of some kind of apartheid of who's vaccinated and who isn't vaccinated. We don't do that. We don't segregate people. We don't have that in this nation. The question is, are you immune or aren't you immune? People like me who've had the coronavirus better than any vaccine. We will continue the discussion here on America First. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else only to fail to find relief, try this 100% drug-free product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the nation, me included. Yes, I had a lower back pain issue, plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. And I'm still pain-free 2.5 weeks later. But it's not just me. It's people like Deborah from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Did you hear her words? My pain is gone. Wow. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Please. Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good thank job. You, how's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. America First, Salem Radio Network, Sebastian Gorka. Thank you for asking, Mr. President. Very kind, very kind. We are talking health for the whole hour with Dr. Sam Pappas, my personal physician. Look, if the president can have one, I want to have one too. You are healthy, hopefully, if you're listening to this show, or you're going to get healthier because we're talking about these issues. But imagine those who truly cannot look after themselves in terms of their health because, A, they don't have enough to eat. And for children, it's even worse. In our hemisphere, there is one organization helping them. It's Food for the Poor. Every year in August, I ask for your help. COVID has hit them much, much harder than it has us here in America. And can you imagine being a young girl, a young boy, going to bed hungry again and again and again? We can help. If you've weathered the COVID storm, if you want to help, as Jesus told us, come unto me, the little children. This is the easiest way you can show Christian love to those who are suffering in our hemisphere. A gift once of $37 to Food for the Poor will feed one of these hungry children for a whole 6 months. $111 will feed 3 children for 6 months. Please give as much as you can or anything you can give today at sebgorka.com. Click on the Give Food banner or call Food for the Poor on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Be a modern missionary. Help these children. You are literally saving lives. That's sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Give Food banner. We are here with Dr. Pappas, pappashealth.com. This video was sent to me yesterday. This is from Naperville Central School Board, a student called Addison George, who has a very simple question to ask about masks. Play cuts.
My name's Addison George, and I'm a junior at Naperville Central. In April, I got the COVID vaccine as soon as I was eligible, even though I already had COVID last year and I knew I wasn't at high risk of getting it again. I did this so that I could be free from all restrictions placed on me over the past year. I did it because all the adults in my life told me it would help those more vulnerable. They told me I could finally live my life again without masks, without quarantines, and without remote school. I've done everything the adults have asked me to do, and now you want me to wear a mask again for 8 hours every day at school. Who am I really protecting by wearing a piece of cloth? Every single student and teacher in Naperville Central is eligible for the vaccine. Every single person can make their own decision and about what risks they're willing to take, and I should be allowed to do the same for myself. You might think it's no big deal to wear a mask all day, but for me, it is a big deal.
So there's a young girl who did everything she was told to do, and now they've moved the goalposts. They want her as a vaccinated young girl to wear a mask 8 hours a day in school. And so, number one, there are health consequences for these kinds of policies, not just psychological ones. And you quoted the figures to me from Dr. Macquarie, who's Johns Hopkins?
Johns Hopkins, yes.
So I've used his figures that are stunning. The mortality rate for children in America who catch COVID isn't 1%, isn't 0.5%. It is 0.05. And these young kids are being told mask up. Then you talked about this myocarditis, the inflammation of the heart, which can be caused by some of the vaccines. You're seeing in children the average rate, normal rate for this inflammation of the heart is 0.3 per million under the age of 18. After vaccination, we're finding 50 per million. So I have to ask you, are those who often accuse those who ask questions of being science deniers, are they not the science deniers themselves?
It's a great question, and I must say I was very impressed with that young woman. I mean, so well-spoken, and I'm buying some more stock in her. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing because I've always been taught that masks can be helpful if somebody you're working with is acutely ill or you are acutely ill, right, to protect you and others if there's a high viral load. But this is a different scenario. This is just to wear
masks. Masking up everybody.
Everyone, irrespective of immune status. You know, my take is those who are at high risk are going to be protected with vaccinations already, or perhaps they've already had the infection and they're immune. So everyone is protected, then the masks aren't going to be necessary. So I think it's a reflex. It takes deeper work to personalize, to make more of a plan that's detailed.
It seems like a security blanket analogy.
Yeah.
It's not based on reality. It'll make you feel like you're doing something.
Well, you know, Dr. McCullough, who you've spoken with,
yes,
had a great interview with in July, said, you know, there should be four pillars of protection. You know, masks are one, especially in the beginning, and you have vaccines over here. Then you have treatments with repurposed medicines.
Therapeutics.
And then you have lifestyle and building up your system. So most people have just gone to one of two, either the vaccines or masks.
As if it's an either or.
Exactly. Rather than saying, like a Greek column, you know, you need all four. And you have to figure out. So maybe early on, it was fine to do masks for everyone. But now that we know more and everyone is vaccinated as should be, or most people are, those aren't necessary.
We've done two segments already. He's already mentioned the Greeks twice. He's going to try five times in this hour because he is Dr. Sam Pappas.
He's caught me.
Check him out, PappasHealth.com. I'm waiting for the Hungarian references. I'll have to smuggle those in. Last 2 minutes in this segment, good doctor. You use this phrase, post-exposure measures. Fascinating. It's a whole different way. So if you think you've been around somebody who has the COVID or you found out afterwards they did,
yeah,
you don't have to just wait there until you get tested positive. There are things you can do, such as?
Well, let me give you a quick example. A patient of mine who's in her 40s, and her husband, who I don't know, is in his 40s. I have a teenage son. He came in with a cold. It turned out it was COVID. The husband had gotten vaccinated, it seems like because work had said you should get it.
Yep.
She did not. She didn't think she needed it, which was fine. She says, what can I do? I read about post-exposure prophylaxis.
Mm-hmm.
My son is doing great. It's like a cold. And I said, you can take some therapeutics like ivermectin.
And to prevent other... you after exposure exactly. from coming down with it.
Based on a lot of research.
So ivermectin after the fact.
Exactly.
And you don't have to be sick.
Right. Her husband, ironically, who had the vaccine, got COVID. Now, fortunately, he did well. And, you know, maybe he would have done worse if he didn't, right? But that's an example of, she says, you know, I've read this, and she's a super mom, and I'm going to take ivermectin. As I was mentioning before, the monoclonal antibody, Regeneron, has a research paper they just did that said, you know, as opposed to giving an IV shot of this monoclonal antibody, we now have an under-the-arm shot we can give in the house if someone's been exposed.
So we have multiple options. What I did originally on your advice, hydroxychloroquine worked for me after I caught the coronavirus. I had three days of a little bit tired, a little bit of sniffles, that's it. Now we have ivermectin, we have Z-Pak, we have zinc, and now the monoclonal antibodies as well. These are the things we should be allowed to talk about. This is the opposite of science denial, and that is why we are here on America First, because the mainstream, lying, legacy media are propagandists, and there are far too many overpaid bureaucrats who act like little fascists. I said it. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, and I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka. Now, perfect apropos for our discussion. We have so been conditioned by our healthcare system to wait until we are sick before we work on our health. Be smart. Do what I do. Start taking Balance of Nature today. From Dr. Douglas Howard, it provides you all the nutrients you are meant to have. Six little tablets, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, that provide me with 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that, honestly, ask Dr. P. I'm not going to be eating easily because kale, it's just evil. But if your wife is worried about your health, your kids, your loved ones, your grandkids, do them a favor. Reassure them. Be the healthiest you can be. Take Balance of Nature every day. And right now, Dr. Howard is going to give my listeners 35% off and free shipping if you use my name. That's balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka, or call 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
Gorka, it's an honor to talk to you. I'm also an immigrant since August 9, 1968, and I love this country. This country owes me nothing, and I owe it everything. That's why I served.
Wow. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Best listeners, best callers, and the best health and medical advice. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. What I learned from this man, look, one of the most important things is sleep. You got to get a good night's sleep. Do what I do. You got to sleep on the Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets and then the MyPillow from Mike Lindell. It just cuddles your cranium through the night, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years. What have you got to lose? I had 7.5 hours sleep earlier. What was it? It was like Tuesday. You guys couldn't keep up with me. I was like triple caffeinated. I was so ready to rock. Be that person. Get up to 66% off if you use my name. That's what Mike Lindell's going to do for you. MyPillow.com, over 100 amazing products. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. He's still doing it. He's a little fascist. Cut six, Dr. Fauci.
Immunocompromised individuals are vulnerable. The reason is that it is clear now from the observational data that was made that they do not make, in general, with some exceptions, but in general, do not make an adequate response that we feel would be adequately protected. So in this regard, it is extremely important for us to move to get those individuals their boosters. And we are now working on that and will make that be implemented as quickly as possible, because for us and for the individuals involved, it is a very high priority.
The boosters are coming. The Secretary of Defense is about to mandate mandatory vaccinations for all members of the armed services. But what is the truth about immunity? Jeff, you said you looked on the internet, you just did a little bit of research, and you were trying to find out how long immunity lasts. What was the range you found?
I went through a ton of websites. These were what you would call reputable news sources, right. Most of them mainstream media.
So no, but Alex Jones, no crazies.
Nothing crazy. The range I got, I looked at 12, 13, I think. Was as low as 3 months and as much as 19 years.
How is that possible, Dr. Pappas, that we have so little knowledge about how long immunity lasts?
You know, it's ready, fire, aim. And I think, getting to Dr. Fauci's comments, if they keep it at the immunocompromised for boosters, I think we're going to be fine.
But that's not what we're hearing.
But that's what I'm worried about, because we go from that comment, which I think is very reasonable, to saying, let's extend it across the board.
Or make it mandatory.
And make it mandatory when we're forgetting that so many people are already immune, and that many patients who are vaccinated also have other things in place.
Or the fact that the vaccinations are not safe. Look, you mentioned this comment in the break. None of these vaccines are FDA approved. They're still emergency experimental. So why would we say everybody has to take something?
Yeah, I mean, you want to personalize, right? I mean,
yes.
A scientist once said, if the risk of death from COVID in someone less than 50 is less than 1%, does adding a vaccine help? It's hard to get less than 1%, less than 1%.
Right.
So I think we need to personalize and not just do one size fits all.
All right. Talk to us a little bit. I'm a huge fan, thanks to you, of hydroxychloroquine. It did it for me. 3 days, I'm past it. I'm not afraid of Delta, Epsilon, Gamma, or, you know, the thetans are coming. I'm not afraid of any of them. Talk to us about how now it seems as if ivermectin may be even more effective. Do we know why?
We're not sure why. I mean, I think people are following the research. We're seeing countries do some really, really good quality studies. It may not be to the level of what we're accustomed to, BC before COVID, but it's very, very good studies. This medicine, although it's an anti-parasite and has helped millions of people in third world countries with rare parasitic diseases, has been shown to have antiviral and anti-inflammatory properties.
So one of the key aspects I learned from you, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that in the bad cases of COVID that are caught late, it's the inflammation that can be the most dangerous factors.
Right.
Especially in the trachea and the lungs.
Yes, exactly. So the key is to use multiple medicines, because all viral infections, whether it's
so
HIV,
not one, not univalent, right. Multiple.
And I think some folks will say, oh, this guy wants to just give one pill. And none of our patients get one medication.
No.
It's three or four at once. Things like steroids to help with inflammation. The other key part is a blood thinner, like aspirin.
Like an aspirin, baby aspirin.
Right, or heparin in the hospital to help.
And then you mentioned in the break, breaking news or potential in Celebrex, the anti-inflammatory, and Pepcid, the anti-acid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That could also have a
exactly.
good effect.
Yeah, there was, again, you know, my newsletters, I referenced a couple of very nice articles that Celebrex, which is prescription, but very, very safe, and probably uh-huh. safer than Advil and Aleve, has been shown to be anti-inflammatory and also help long COVID patients who had problems with smell.
Oh, that was one of the most irritating things, the smell and the taste. All
so
right.
long COVID.
Okay, we're going to talk long COVID next. He's Dr. Sam Pappas. He knows his stuff. That's why he's here. You love him. Follow him at Dr. Sam Pappas, P-A-P-P-A-S, Dr. Sam Pappas on Twitter, PappasHealth.com.
Yes, sir.
PappasHealth.com. We are coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
I didn't realize until this morning, today is the 10th anniversary of the downing of Corsine Extortion 1-7. The biggest loss of life after September the 11th amongst our fighting forces, when up to 30 members of SEAL Team 6 were killed in Afghanistan when that helicopter went down. Amazing new movie has been released about what happened that day and the questions that remain unanswered. Where was the black box? Why is it still missing? Did our restrictive rules of engagement contribute to this tragic, tragic event? And most plaguing of all, why did it take 17 minutes
to fly a 10-minute mission with 7 minutes of that mission being radio silent. Watch this incredible movie only with us at salemnow.com. The movie Fallen Angel, call sign Extortion 17. Only with us. I've seen it. You want to see it. Trust me. SalemNow.com. Stream the movie Fallen Angel, call sign Extortion 17. We are talking COVID, hopefully post-COVID. We're talking therapeutics, masks, vaccinations, and everything else that you're not allowed to talk about in the legacy-lying mainstream media. Things such as this unbelievable 12-minute video. We've just clipped a piece of it. Relax. It's an audio clip from a physician's assistant that was sent to me yesterday by one of our listeners, and we're just going to use it as an apropos for our discussion. Play cuts.
The government and many entities are actually censoring true factual information that I'm about to present to you. You can't find it. It's not out there. I understand that there, you might have some doctors on your board or doctors that come and help you out. But I can tell you one thing. If they're telling you something different than I'm about to tell you, they're either one, misinformed, and they're not looking in the right places. Two, they're straight up lying to you. And that would lead me to believe that who is paying you or who is influencing you to say these things. Number one, the case counts is absolutely obliterous. You could be run over by a car and you go into the ER, you say I'm short of breath because your blood is filling your lungs. And if they test you for COVID, you died of COVID, not a car accident. You could have known severe cardiovascular disease, which is what I'm partaking, and you come in with an absolute 100% heart attack, but they test you for COVID. What did you die of? COVID. What just happened about 2 weeks ago? CDC is now telling all the laboratories to stop using the PCRs that we've been using this whole time because they cannot decipher between the flu and COVID. So we have to stop using them. That information alone should stop this whole ridiculousness, okay? Number two, the masks. What is the dirtiest spot on your body? It is your mouth. If I'm pretty sure no one here would sit there and smell their anus and their private parts all day because that seems disgusting. But your mouth is dirtier than your private parts. Why would you sniff the bacteria that comes out of your mouth all day long and force that on our children? That is wrong. That is psychologically affects them. And you're going to implore more infections on them. There are literally studies that I can prove to you that are on the CDC website that are randomized controlled studies that show that nor hand washing nor wearing surgical masks, especially anything less than that, actually prevents you from getting infected, whether if you're infected or you're trying to prevent an infection. I can sit here alone on that topic for at least 3 hours and talk to you about how that is so ridiculous. Let's get to the most important part because I'm very limited on time and I could sit here for hours and talk to you about this. The unvaccinated theory is nothing but BS, okay? Does anyone here know, especially the medical professionals here, that the CDC about a month and a half ago changed the requirement for hospitals and clinics to count a COVID case? If you are now vaccinated, you don't have to register that person as a COVID case if they have COVID. Even if they're in the hospital and dying of COVID, if they were vaccinated, you don't have to count that as a COVID case. Why are people saying, oh, the unvaccinated are filling the hospitals? Because the CDC has literally changed that. So if you get COVID and you're vaccinated, you don't count into the pool of people that are vaccinated. Does anybody here know that? I doubt it. Do we also know of the change in the PCR test? No, I doubt that. So you're a board for education, not health. There's never been a study on social distancing or any of these ridiculous practitioners that are in between you. So you're telling me that you're safe to breathe, but we're not safe to breathe? Even on the CDC, after 15 minutes of being in the same room with somebody, you're breathing in the same air. Okay? So let's get past this ridiculousness because it doesn't work.
That is Miguel Escobar, physician's assistant, addressing a school board meeting in Edinburgh where he said, you are making decisions that you don't know anything about. I am a practitioner. I am in the field and you need to know the truth. The whole video is posted on my social media feeds, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. Watch it after the show, not now, after the show.
But let me use it to ask Dr. Pappas. You're a successful physician, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but isn't this perhaps the most disturbing thing of the last 2 years? Is our inability to just talk openly and honestly without censorship about our health?
Yeah, I mean, it's my first time in my 20-plus years that a pharmacist would say, I don't agree with that treatment.
Or refuse, as I've been told.
Right.
I refuse to fill out a legal prescription.
Right.
Because some politician, a governor, doesn't like the incumbent in the White House or for some other reason. Surely that's against everything your profession stands for.
Well, exactly. And it's, you know, we are, as we said, the fog of war. And I think one of the points that gentleman mentioned that I think was important is the flu. We thought we had conquered it, but the reality is we were labeling flu patients as COVID.
Yes.
And it's important now and in this future fall and winter flu season because treatment for flu is different than treatment for COVID. So, for example, like the steroids would not help flu, they would help COVID.
Yeah.
So patients who weren't doing well in the hospital. So are we going to be untaught by adversity, as the Greek said, I had to mention it again, or are we going to learn
from slick.
That? Or are we going to learn from that going
yeah,
forward?
Yeah, and it looks to me right now we're learning the wrong lessons. With the odd injection of, you know, God bless you and what you, your whole team, Tamara, and everybody else is doing. It's time to be honest about these things. We're talking to Sam Pappas. Follow him. Check out his amazing COVID newsletter, PappasHealth.com, the action plan, PappasHealth.com.
And we updated it.
I bet you did.
For your listeners.
Good.
With the new findings that we had.
Good. Fabulous.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Fallen Angel, call sign Extortion 17, and Salem Now.
Guys, check out the COVID action plan. It's been updated by the Pappas Health team, PappasHealth.com/COVID action plan. That's PappasHealth.com, COVID action plan. Get the stats, get the information. Mr. G, I can't believe this has lasted, has gone so fast. Mr. G is a question. How long is this going to last, this whole COVID thing? People thought we're going to get inoculated, vaccinated, and it's done. It's over.
Well, as your sports expert here and I were discussing, initially, we thought the vaccine was going to knock it out like the Chicago Bears 85 defense, but it's really become like my New York Giants prevent defense, you know. So it's not knocked it out. It's going to last forever, I think. It's going to be around with us. And we're going to have to be comfortable with uncertainty. And a lot of people have problems with uncertainty.
Did you hear that, Fauci? You got to be uncomfortable with uncertainty because we're not wrapping this nation in cotton wool. We were built on rugged individualism. Let's talk about some exciting new things. Talk to us about the relevance of turmeric, black tea, and mouthwash.
Well, you know, the turmeric and curry and the black tea are the Gorkha plan from the UK. So we have the Pappas plan and the Gorkha plan. To have your...
But no paprika. No Hungarian paprika.
Oh, that's a very good point. So if we add the paprika, it'd probably be supercharged. But we know that, for example, black tea, green tea kills COVID in the Petri dish.
That's fascinating. Is it the tannic acid? What is it?
You know, so we don't know. That's a great question. Why should we wait for this study to come out in humans?
Because turmeric's so good anyway. It's an anti-inflammatory. Yeah. It's really good for you.
And turmeric does it in the cells. I mean, in the Petri dish as well. So if you have a nice...
curry with some green tea or some black tea, some Earl Grey. And then what are we finding about over-the-counter mouthwash?
So we knew that betadine, which has iodine in it, if you gargle it in the back of the throat. How did you say trachea again?
Trachea. It's the original Greek pronunciation.
Yes, I didn't learn that in med school, so now I know it. So if you gargle betadine, it's really good. Now we know that most oral rinses from these companies that have this ingredient called CPC.
So it's got to be the CPC ones.
Yeah, okay. And it's in the back of the ingredients, and I spelled it all out on our action plan. And if you Google CPC and oral rinses, you'll see really great data.
So that it also kills COVID?
Kills COVID in the back of the trachea.
Wow.
So we know the trachea and in the sinuses
because the real issue is the inflammation caused by COVID in the breathing system.
Exactly. And we know the Delta variant has high viral loads, right? So it's worthy of attention.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you can do post-exposure prophylaxis or prevention with these ingredients in a nasal spray, and then maybe take the ivermectin if your doctor and you discuss it, and then maybe if the new monoclonal antibody pans out and comes out. And then there's other exciting news because Novavax is an exciting new vaccine.
Man, he's hit it. That's the last thing I wanted. We've hit my whole list. The Novavax is the new one that's coming out, not mRNA, not this dodgy technology that the inventor said is potentially dangerous. The guy who was behind the invention of these new vaccines. So, guys, we hit almost everything, but I think we'll have to have him back because he's that good. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Happy Friday. This is America First.